Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, your community hospital with a rich heritage that dates back to before New Mexico was a state. We've been improving the health of the Four Corners since 1910. As a nonprofit hospital, San Juan Regional Medical Center is a values-driven organization. We strive to deliver on our mission to personalize health care and create vitality and enthusiasm in healing. We are here for you when you need us, offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services. But let me turn to my guests who are here in the studio with me this morning, beginning with Dr. Jason Lucas, who is here from Orthopedic Associates and the Total Joint Program at San Juan Regional. Dr. Lucas, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Thanks for being here. Good to have you along with us as well. And Rachel Timmerman is also here this morning, and she's a registered nurse and works with the Total Joint and Spine Coordinator at San Juan Regional. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you for having us today.
You bet. Thank you for coming in this morning. And to get started, Dr. Lucas, talk to me a little bit about total joint replacement and the joint center and the work that, you've been doing here now for, gosh, over a decade, right?
Yes. I would say I've been in the community personally over the past 15 years. And over the past 10 years, over this past decade, we've organized with San Juan Regional Medical Center Orthopedic Associates a total joint program, which has been established to help with general osteoarthritis throughout the Four Corners area. And the objective of the Total Joint Care Center and the Total Joint Care Program was to establish this to provide the best quality care in the Four Corners area. And thankfully, through San Juan Regional Medical Center, we've been able to establish that.
And it seems like we have such an active population in area that this is a needed thing to keep the population as active as they want to be.
100%. I'd say not only is it just based on surgical or operations being done, but it's also on preventative medicine. It's on giving information out to the community and providing the best health care possible for them. Our community is outstanding here in the Four Corners area. We have a high volume of active individuals who enjoy the beautiful Four Corners area, the weather, the sunshine. It's a great place to live. And we want to keep them active, and we want to provide those activities for them to do that. So.
Right. And Rachel, let me turn to you and ask you a bit about your job as the coordinator at the Total Joint and Spine Center at San Juan Regional Medical Center. And so to keep the population active, is that a lot of what you do and recommendations and things like that when folks come in?
Yeah, so we offer every 2 years we'll offer a community seminar, and we'll talk about osteoarthritis and how to relieve joint pain and what the processes are and the steps to go through to help get that relief. And we really hit hard on, you know, low impact exercises such as swimming, biking, walking to help improve the joint, lubricate it. And our orthopedic surgeons are there on hand to answer any questions for the community members and get them so they're moving and grooving again, so to speak.
Okay, very good. And you have a class coming up too that will help hopefully spread some more information about what folks can look for and be aware of what services are offered here locally, right?
Yes, that class is next Wednesday, September 19th. It'll be held at 5:30 at 800 West Maple, which is directly across from the hospital. You're more than welcome to call me and I'll get you signed up. My phone number is 609-6078. And we'll give you the details to that.
All right. And it's a free class, right?
It is free.
Free to attend. So we'll have you repeat that phone number in a few minutes here, too, for folks who are maybe scrambling to find a pencil or a pen or something this morning.
Absolutely.
Dr. Lucas, let me come back to you and ask you a bit about the idea of total joint replacement, partial joint replacement, or just some tips to maybe make folks feel better and maybe not have to have a total replacement or something like that. I guess there are various ways to do this, right?
That's an outstanding question. Essentially, osteoarthritis is a breakdown of the articular cartilage on the bone end, such as a knee or a hip or a shoulder. And essentially, when that breakdown occurs, it causes pain for the patient. And so the first goal is preventative, to try and help patients maintain appropriate weight, eat healthy, exercise and lubricate the joint and avoid any type of surgical intervention. But sometimes there's traumatic osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, or just basically development of osteoarthritis, which is that breakdown of the joint that happens as we age. And so the goal isn't, when you come see us, to step right into surgical intervention. The goal is to give you options to try and avoid that, such as various injections that can be placed into the knee, various physical therapy options, diet control, weight loss, and things like that, that help the overall ability of the patient to avoid having that pain in their joint. And so we try and provide those services.
Right. And knees are what you were telling me is what you see the
correct,
most of, right,
correct.
In your office.
I'd say the greatest volume of cases that we see as orthopedic surgeons are knee injuries. We're up on our legs, we're up moving around, but it seems that there's a higher volume of wear and breakdown in the knee joint itself. So
right. And I guess a lot more potential for problems to develop in our knees because
correct.
Of how much we move them or using them?
I'd say because of the wear and tear of people being aggressive on their knees, and then with obesity does cause some issues there too, and losing weight does help take the stress off the joint. I would say that with that happening and people understanding, the goal is to maintain an appropriate weight, eat healthy, and improve those things which help decrease the potential of developing that osteoarthritis and that pain.
So. Got you. And again, as you look at the way the joints are interacting with each other and things like that, I mean, some of us may have better cartilage or just better stability in those joints than others, I suppose. And this could happen at any age, I guess.
Correct.
Not just the old.
And we're seeing the development
of
osteoarthritis at a younger age. I mean, we have a very active community, very active national community. I mean, nation with individuals that unfortunately do go through some traumatic experiences, the breakdown of other tissue in the knee, such as the meniscal tissue or ligamentous structures. And that will lead to osteoarthritis earlier on. Fortunately, with our total joint program, we're able to provide surgery that will help eliminate pain. The goal of a total joint replacement is to eliminate pain, be it through a total joint replacement, a partial or unicompartmental knee replacement. Those options are provided to help people be active again. It becomes a quality of life issue. We want to provide people with that opportunity to enjoy their children, their grandchildren, be active with them, to participate in sports with their skiing and with other activities that they enjoy. And that's what a total joint can provide for them.
Sure. Or is it also just as simple as mobility too, just to get folks up
sure.
and walking again so they're not homebound? Or
correct. And that's a great question, Scott. And we see that. I mean, quality of life is key, but also the ability to be able to get out in the community, to drive around, to be able to go shop on your own and do those activities is so important. And we provide that through a total joint replacement. And we look and we evaluate and we try to do what's called all conservative measures before proceeding with a total joint replacement. And I think that's a critical point to understand, that when you come and see an orthopedic surgeon, the goal isn't just first, let's do surgery. It's what can we do first? And then if you need surgery to take away that pain, we'll do it.
Sure. And many times I assume that a patient will present themselves to you with multiple health issues, perhaps not just my knees bothering me, but I'm also 70 pounds overweight, and I'm also high blood pressure. I'm also all this
great
other
point.
Stuff, right?
Great point. And the beauty of the total joint program is, before someone goes into surgery, we're going to have them evaluated by their primary care physician to make sure that they are medically stable. And we've actually seen some people come in with knee pain that when they do get that analysis done and we decide, hey, we're considering you as a total joint candidate, they go see the primary care and they may find something wrong with their heart or with their lungs or with their liver. And it can actually be a life-saving procedure because then we're able to look at the patient holistically. We're able to see their heart, their lungs, and all. And that provides overall excellent care for that patient.
Right. And I guess if they're now able to do more active things without that pain in their knees or their joints or whatever, they can lose the weight, they can be more active, maybe increase their
excellent
stamina,
point.
Cardiovascular health, whatever.
And it gives them longevity. I mean, and that's key, is once they're able to become more active, then they're able to enjoy their life better. And that's the beauty of the total joint. That's the goal of it.
Right. And you mentioned it's not always total joint replacement. It could be partial or it Correct. Could be something else. So it's not all or nothing.
Excellent point. The key, such as let's say they have osteoarthritis in one segment of their knee, in a specific area of the knee, on the inside part of the knee, we can do a partial knee replacement, which is less traumatic. And we can do that and ambulate or immobilize a patient even faster than even a total knee replacement. And that, again, saves the other issues or saves the tissue in the other areas of the knee. And so they can even be more active, and that's actually a less painful procedure. And at Orthopedic Associates, our surgeons do partial knee replacements, total knee replacements, revision knee replacements, etc.
Sure. Very good. Rachel Timmerman, let me turn back to you a little bit about maybe some of the success stories that you have seen from patients who have come in and haven't been able to get around very easily or without a lot of pain, and they leave the office after an operation, a procedure, and life-changing, I would think, for some folks.
It is, Scott. It's pretty amazing to walk into a patient's room the morning after they had surgery and them tell me, Rachel, I do not have the pain. I actually walked down the hall last night. And that just is such a joy for me that the patient is getting to experience pain relief. And over and over and over again, I hear those stories. Our patients are up moving the day after, the day of surgery, walking, and the smiles on their face that they're bringing to the hallways in the hospital, it's incredible. It's incredible stuff what we're doing.
My guest this morning from San Juan Regional Medical Center, it is the San Juan Regional Total Joint and Spine Center. Rachel Timmerman is here. She's a registered nurse and also the coordinator. Also, Dr. Jason Lucas is here. He works with Orthopedic Associates here in Farmington as well, talking about the services available. And Dr. Lucas, I imagine technology is playing a big role in some of these procedures, because this is pretty fine work that you're doing sometimes in our knees, hips, shoulders, wherever.
It's amazing how every year more technology is coming out. There's more research being done on how to improve the longevity of total joint replacement. And the equipment that we're currently using is state of the art. It is amazing how the ability of this equipment to have less wear, especially on hips, knees, and shoulders, is occurring, and that we're able to provide this service so that a patient can have a total knee and last 20, 30, even 35, 40 years, or even a lifetime. And so we continue to train, we continue to evaluate, we continue to research, and that's part of the total joint program. We meet on a monthly basis to discuss where are we, how are our patients doing. We look at any sort of complication, we look at our successes, we evaluate, we communicate with our community members that have had surgery, and we find out what they like about the program, what they don't like, what we can do better. And I would say it's the same with our equipment. We're always evaluating for what is best for our patients in the community to get the very best result. So,
I would say yes. Class is coming up next, a week from today, it looks like, right? On the 19th, right, Rachel Timmerman?
That is right, Scott.
Okay. And it's going to be, again, at 5:30. And give us the details one more time and the phone number, and then we'll go to a break.
So this class is going to give you guys information on relief from joint pain. The phone number you can call to get scheduled for that class, it's a free class, is 609-6078. I'll be on the other end of that phone answering any questions you guys may have when you give me a call.
Okay, and it's a free class to find out more information about the programs that are available and the procedures available.
Yes, and we will have our orthopedic doctors there on hand to answer any questions you guys may have.
All right, very good. My guests from San Juan Regional Medical Center this morning, we're going to take a short break, everyone. Thank those of you who are watching us this morning on Facebook and YouTube. We've been getting some hello messages from as far away as Florida, for heaven's sakes. And folks, hello at Aztec and Roswell and all the other folks who are watching this morning. So thank you for chiming in on the feed today. We'll take a short break. Back with my guests with more in just a moment right here on KSJE. The time is 8:27.
Program on KSJE is supported by Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation, providing a competent, innovative, and caring team of professionals to serve wealth management, trust administration, employee benefit plans, retirement planning, and estate settlement needs. Find out more about Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation at 505-599-0181. KSJE is supported by the new Performing Arts Cooperative of the Southwest, producing programs for a growing number of arts organizations, including the San Juan Symphony in Farmington and Durango, Third Avenue Arts, Durango Choral Society, and Southwest Civic Winds in Durango. Advertising for the fall and winter season programs is being accepted until September 14th. Find out more at 970-247-3004. Performing Arts Cooperative of the Southwest. This program is supported by San Juan Health Partners Urology, providing a wide range of personalized services for the whole family, including children. Our caring professionals are dedicated to helping meet your urology health needs with skill, experience, and service you need. For a complete listing of our services and to learn more, visit sanjuanhealthpartners.com or call 505-609-6300. San Juan Health Partners Urology, a division of San Juan Regional Medical Center.
I'm Scott Micklin. My guest on the radio this morning from San Juan Regional Medical Center from the Total Joint and Spine Center, Dr. Jason Lucas is here. Good morning once again.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Also,
thank you.
Rachel Timmerman is here as well. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Scott.
Thank you both for coming in to share a little bit about the work that you all do with the Total Joint and Spine program at San Juan Regional Medical Center. And during the break, we were talking a little bit about some of the things we want to mention. And Dr. Lucas, I know there are other tips that folks can use to maybe keep our joints in better working order, I guess, before we have to come and see you.
As we were talking about in the break, we were talking about appropriate nourishment and diet and weight loss, appropriate exercising, trying to avoid the heavy weight-bearing exercises. I mean, of course, we want you out ambulating, we want you up jogging, we want you doing that, but there's also elliptical, there's swimming, there's biking that could be very beneficial. When individuals are aging, there is that potential development of osteoporosis, which is a thinning or a loss of bone. And so taking calcium and vitamin D will benefit those patients to avoid the breakdown of the bone and potential fractures. And we've organized osteoporosis clinics and things like that to help with that. But weightlifting, resistance training also can benefit patients or individuals that want to maintain the strength. Because if we maintain the strength around the joints, it potentially will decrease the development of osteoarthritis.
And it's always amazing to me, the human body, of how everything is designed to work together. And so the bones can do only so much, and then the muscles and the other things do kind of add to it, right?
Great point. If you have that muscle strength around the joints, it will decrease that potential breakdown of the articular cartilage, which leads to osteoarthritis. So it is critical to have that exercise regimen, that weight resistance training, those things to help build up the strength around the joints.
Sure.
100%.
And there may be some folks listening this morning who say, well, once in a while my knee bothers me, but it's not that bad, or it's not anything that keeps me from doing the stuff that I want to do, but every once in a while it's kind of a pain. Maybe it's weather related, or I don't know what causes it.
Right.
But you get a lot of folks that maybe say, well, it's not bad enough yet.
Correct. And if a patient comes in to be seen, there's options to use before having a knee replacement or a hip replacement with anti-inflammatories, with specific exercise regimens, physical therapy, those things. An appropriate diet, especially weight loss. Losing the weight will help a patient, an individual, tremendously avoid those aches and pains. I mean, unless they have some sort of traumatic injury that's happened to their knee. But yes, it is very beneficial. Nutrition, exercise, health, and weight loss.
Okay. And Doc, tell it to us straight. Can weather really affect our joints?
You know, the humidity levels will change.
Really?
The barometric pressure can change that. It does. And I have patients that come in and say, I know the weather was changing. I'm here today because my knee is hurting.
So okay.
Happy to take care of you.
That happens. That's
it
a normal
does.
Thing.
It, does it is happen. A normal thing. It's
okay.
A fascinating.
Oh, all right. There you
great
go.
Question.
It's in the medical journals, I'm sure, right? Someone's done research somewhere about this.
That barometric pressure, that change in the
joint. That must be it. That's true. Very true. Well, it's called the Total Joint Program because there is a lot more than just the surgery when it comes to replacing someone's knee, hip, shoulder, whatever. I mean, you can do so much, but then it's off to, what, physical therapy?
Great question. Essentially, when we organized the Total Joint Program, we created a team approach. We know a patient needs to be seen preoperatively, and then they're cared for in our office. We have a total joint specialist nurse in our office, Natalie Goodluck, as well as April Stovall, help with that part of the program. And then they go over to the hospital, and they're seen by Rachel Timmerman, who is an outstanding nurse who cares for these patients, just like a mother hen. I mean, she makes sure that they are well cared for. There's a class that's provided at the hospital that allows them to tour the hospital and feel comfortable at San Juan Regional Medical Center so that they see that they're getting this outstanding care. And then after that, that, they'll have the surgery where, well, prior to surgery still, they'll meet with anesthesia if necessary. Mm-hmm. They'll meet with a preoperative nurse to make sure all their medications and all their health is appropriate, as well as their primary care physician will see them. And then the day of the surgery, they get outstanding care by our anesthesiologists, our nurses in the OR, our surgical techs in the OR. It's a total team approach. We're all on the same page. We have a specific orthopedic surgery group that cares for the patients in the OR. And then postoperatively, the outstanding nurses there care for them on the surgical floor. Physical therapy comes in. Occupational therapy comes in. We're all on the same page. And when we meet together as a team, we have the anesthesia providers, the physical therapy, the occupational therapists there. And then as they get care in the hospital, they're empowered by teaching a member of the family or a friend to be their coach and provide care for them when they go home to get the appropriate physical therapy. And then they'll follow up with more physical therapy. They follow up in our office. It's a team approach. By having a team, Scott, we see greater success. And then we're able to review that. We want the patients to come back for a lunch and 3 months later and let us know, how are you doing? What could we do better? And that really empowers the patient to be in charge of their health. And that's what we want.
Rachel, talk to me a little bit about that team approach and the work that you do from the hospital side of things.
Yes, Natalie and I have a very great working relationship. We are on the same page with the patients, and we really try to make it a smooth process for them from the start to the very end. We do that education class, and we take away some of that anxiety and the stress of the unknowns. I teach the patients about the steps of what they're going to be going through, the people that they're going to be meeting, give them the opportunity to ask me many questions. We do this over a lunch. It's a sit-down type education class, and they are very appreciative of that information they are given. They get a great guidebook with a detailed instruction as well, so they can sit in their own home and flip through that book and do it at their leisure and not just feel so overwhelmed. So we give them lots of avenues to learn. I'm always available for them. Even after hours, they have my number. They can always call me, and I can reach out to our surgeons. It's a great working relationship, and we want our patients to have a successful outcome.
Right.
And can we talk about some of the goals that Rachel has set?
Yes, I think we should, because that's one thing you want, right, is folks to feel good about their time at the hospital, their time working with all those individuals that they're meeting, and the outcome.
You know, it's been a great blessing because of this team approach. Some of the goals that we've established and actually have reached compared to the national average and state average, our complication rate is below that. Our average distance of walking patients is over 450 feet, which day of surgery, they get up and normally walk anywhere from 50 to 100 to 200 feet. 95% of our patients go home without patient physical therapy, which means they're mobilizing, they're getting up. We want them to be active. And then also our length of stay is about 1.3 days. So they stay overnight, they go home the next day. And part of that's because of the pain modifications we've been able to establish with anesthesia. And 95% of our patients are likely to refer to others with an excellent satisfaction rate. And so we've been very blessed to have this team approach and care for the patients in the community.
And I would think if it was done differently or in a different way, some folks may feel a little overwhelmed with all this that's about to happen to them and all these people that are working on their health and their procedure and their recovery and all these things.
Yeah, I would agree. Rachel, how do you?
Yeah,
it's lot of people involved, right?
There is a lot of people. And the patient has doing, you know, they're going to their primary care to get clearance. They're going for dental clearance. They may have to see their cardiologist. And so we're trying to streamline that and make it as easy as possible for them just by having all the partners involved and getting every piece of documentation to the right person to give them, you know, the best care we can give them.
Right. We've talked a lot about knees this morning, but mm-hmm. hips and shoulders are also a part of this picture, right?
100%. I mean, our total hip replacements as well as total shoulder replacements are done on a consistent basis at San Juan Regional Medical Center. And we've been very happy with the outcomes there, especially with the mobility factor of a total hip replacement and total shoulder. We're seeing these patients get up and start walking. I mean, there's no greater honor than seeing a patient come into the office in a wheelchair. They can't ambulate, or they're using a walker because they can't ambulate because of their the severe hip pain that they're having.
Right.
And then doing a surgery and seeing them the day of surgery say, I feel better. And see them come back in a couple of weeks, 2 weeks after surgery, walking in with just a cane, and then 6 weeks later walking in with no wheelchair. What a great honor that is to see a change in someone's life and see them mobilize. When the patients come back to luncheon, commonly we're paid with hugs. I mean, we get a lot of hugs from these patients, and they're just wonderful people. The people in the Four Corners area are just outstanding.
Well, as we mentioned, it's got to be life-changing for a lot of these folks, especially for it to maybe happen so quickly. You've been mentioning now the day after surgery, they are up and they can feel much, much better. They've told you no pain.
Correct. I mean, especially with hip replacement, we're seeing that change quite commonly. With some of the knees, they're still going to have some pain. And even in surgery, don't take it wrong that, it's utopia. But there is some pain,
sure,
of course.
And but not compared to what it was.
Correct. Exactly. With the modifications of the total joint program, getting anesthesia involved and providing nerve blocks and the injections of pain medication we place into the knees and hips and shoulders, it's making a significant stride to improve. And we're seeing patients off of pain medication quicker and safer, and it's wonderful to see. But the mobility of these patients is by far phenomenal since we put together this program here.
Which is what it's all about.
Correct.
And that's what you want to see, right?
Correct, correct. I mean, Rachel, any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I've actually had patients send me videos of them in their physical therapy the day after surgery, walking upstairs. Just that excitement from them it's pretty good feeling as a nurse, and I enjoy that quite a bit.
Right. Something they may not have been able to do for the last how many years or months or whatever.
Commonly,
right?
It's interesting how women take a little bit longer to get their knee replaced. Men are just like, let's just do it. But,
right.
But women, and then the women who have this done, they come back and they say, why did I wait so long? I'm so grateful for this.
Right.
But again, we don't want to press anyone into surgery. There's so many other alternatives than surgery, and we'd rather proceed with those conservative measures first.
Sure.
That's the beauty of it.
But I imagine when we're talking about senior citizens and they do have mobility problems and things like that, that can lead to other problems too if they're not moving as much as they should be.
Correct.
Weight gain and things like that or what have you, that there's probably a better time to do a surgical procedure than when you're 90 years old or what have you?
You know, I've taken care of actually several 90-year-olds.
Okay.
And they've done
it's
well.
Not
but,
too late,
but it's not too late. But to get it done so they have quality of life, maybe when they were in their 70s or 60s, is so much better for them because then they're truly active and they can avoid that weight gain. They can avoid those years of just being immobilized at home or bedbound or chairbound.
Right. And but it's never too, it's not too late necessarily. I know every patient is different.
Every patient's different.
And every patient presents differently.
Correct.
So we don't want to make overarching statements here, but it's totally within the realm of possibility that someone in their 90s could go in for this type of procedure.
Correct. It's not the ideal situation, but we've taken care of the 90-year-olds, and actually they've done well.
Right.
They've done well, very well.
Which is great. My guest this morning from the Total Joint and Spine Center at San Juan Regional Medical Center, Dr. Jason Lucas is here. Also, Rachel Timmerman is here. She's a registered nurse, and she is the coordinator of the program at the hospital. And Rachel, let me just ask you a couple more questions about your job and working at the hospital. And again, it's a big place, and there's lots of things happening. And so when folks come and see you, I mean, you really try to lead them through the steps and what's going to be happening while they're in the care of San Juan Regional Medical Center?
I do. I lead them through the steps of when they walk through the door till they walk out the door. We have that luncheon reunion. We go and meet those patients. And like Dr. Lucas said, we get paid in hugs. And that is an awesome feeling. I mean, you can't feel more better of what you're doing when you see the smile and the love coming from those patients to us because we have helped them.
Right. These life-changing stories that I'm sure you hear about all the time, both of you.
Yes.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Well, very good. Final thoughts this morning. I know let's talk again about this class. It's coming up a week from today in the afternoon, 5:30 at near the hospital, right? It's on Maple, but it's across the street.
Yeah, it's across the street at the Workforce Excellence Center. It'll start at 5:30. We're going to discuss tips on how to live a more active lifestyle, learn about treatments for joint pain, and your orthopedic surgeons are going to be there so you can ask questions. If you guys want to come to that class, you can just give me a call at 609-6078, and I'll get you on the list. It's a free class, and we'd love to have you guys there so we can help you.
Okay. And do you want folks to call you ahead of time just to make sure you have enough room for everybody? Is that the idea?
Yes, that is absolutely the idea.
Okay, very good. Dr. Lucas?
You know, the Total Joint Program was established to help mobilize patients and to relieve their pain. In some respects, I've done over thousands of these. I mean, thousands of total joint replacements. But I myself, when I was in high school, sustained a knee injury. I needed surgery. At the time, that surgery wasn't being performed for an ACL reconstruction. And so one of the reasons why I went into medicine I went into surgery is so that I could perfect a surgery for someone who had my injury. And today, my goal is to help these patients mobilize and be active, just like I didn't have that opportunity then, but I was able to gain that opportunity. And I hope these patients understand the sincerity of what we provide at Orthopedic Associates and at San Juan Regional Medical Center, that we truly want to care for them and give them a better health, a better opportunity for mobility and activity without pain.
Such a great point that you brought up. So thank you very much. Thank you both very much for coming in this morning, but we are out of time. So thank you for the work that you do and the payment and hugs that you get from a lot of folks who really appreciate that. So thank you.
Thank you for this educational program. You do an outstanding job, Scott. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome. Thank you both. My guests from San Juan Regional Medical Center, from the Total Joint and Spine Center. I'm Scott Micklin, back with more in just a moment on KSJE. The time is 8:49.
This program on KSJE is supported by Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation, providing a competent, innovative, and caring team of professionals to serve wealth management, trust administration, employee benefit plans, retirement planning, and estate settlement needs. Find out more about Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation at 505-599-0181. KSJE is supported by the new Performing Arts Cooperative of the Southwest, producing programs for a growing number of arts organizations, including the San Juan Symphony in Farmington and Durango, Third Avenue Arts, Durango Choral Society, and Southwest Civic Winds in Durango. Advertising for the fall and winter season programs is being accepted until September 14th. Find out more at 970-247-3004. Performing Arts Cooperative of the Southwest.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.